Green Hall Scale Models. The tactile scale model has been created specially for visually impaired persons. The various textures represent grass-covered areas, paved areas, and reflecting pools. The architectural ensemble of the palace is composed of two towers and two domes resting upon a main building. The domes house the plenary halls of both legislative houses. The left tower and the dome in the normal position belong to the Senate. The right tower and the dome turned upwards belong to the Chamber of Deputies. Each tower is named Annex 1 of the house to which it belongs. Both towers have 28 stories and are 100 meters high. They are the highest buildings in the pilot plan of the Brazilian capital. The plenary hall domes were an aesthetic option used by the architect to make these important areas stand out. The biggest scale model shows, in addition to the main building and the two towers, the annexes of the Chamber of Deputies and of the Senate, where the senators' and deputies' offices, the committee rooms, the administrative offices, and the support services are located. The so-called Annex 1 of each legislative body houses several administrative departments and, in the case of the Senate, some senators' offices. Annex 2A of the Senate houses the committee wing, most of the senators' offices, and the Luiz Viana Filho Library. In addition to an auditorium, Annex B of the Senate houses some senators' offices, the Legislative Consultancy Office, and the facilities of the Senate TV, Senate Radio, and Public Relations Department. Annex 2 of the Chamber of Deputies houses the standing and temporary committees, some deputies' offices, and the Pedro Aleixo Library. The Legislative Consultancy Office and about 80 deputies' offices are located in Annex 3. Annex 4 houses most of the deputies' offices. In the area close to the scale models, the walls display a portrait gallery of all speakers of the Chamber of Deputies comprising both the Empire and the Republic periods.